This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the national oil company dispute has been resolved. The opposition leader accuses government of losing control of the police service. The Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society challenging the government's claims of a shortage of skilled workers. Haiti's newly inaugurated presidential council promises security and a new constitution. And U.S. Supreme Court justices in Trump case lean towards some level of immunity. Good morning, I'm Maurice Norville with the details in the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. And workers at the Barbados National Oil Company are expected to have their back pay in their accounts by the next pay date. It's among the agreements following talks between the Barbados Workers Union and management at the BNOC. The BWU's Deputy General Secretary, Dwayne Paul, gave an update hours after workers at the oil company went on strike yesterday over a number of grievances.
The Barbados Workers Union today was able to reach an accord with management on several issues that have been extremely vexatious to staff of the Barbados Oil Company, resulting in them withdrawing their labor today. Principal among them relates to the matter of outstanding back pay, which the company has now agreed to make every effort to have paid to the staff by the next payday. Additionally, matters relating to some members of staff and their role in the company have been resolved, and the company is committed to making good on these confirmations by the 10th of next month.
He said issues relating to job evaluations and occupational health and safety have been addressed.
Additionally, matters relating to transport has also been resolved, and a plan has been put in place to address the issue of red circling within the corporation, as well as matters relating to outstanding job evaluations and some of the health and safety concerns that have been raised by staff. So all in all, the staff are very pleased with the outcome of today's meeting, and we look forward to repairing and strengthening the relationships between management and staff as we seek to work assiduously to have these resolutions put in place for the betterment of all.
Mr. Paul said too often workers have had to take industrial action for their concerns to be heard. He said he is concerned that workers are often being mistreated by management.
Far too often we mistreat our workers. In Barbados, that is the number one problem we have. The relationship between management and workers in too many companies are poor. This culture, which still prevails across Barbados, of master and servant, where we believe that workers who are professionals are to be treated as people just to be barked at and mistreated. That cannot continue. Too often, these are the situations.
Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Dwayne Paul. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne accuses government of losing control over the police force. Mr. Thorne says the government's failure to maintain control over the police service undermines their ability to combat crime in Barbados effectively. He expressed concern during a news conference at the opposition leader's office at Hinks Street in the city.
Government has a pivotal role in controlling crime in this country. The police. Government has lost, it seems, the police force. It seems that way to me. That's a dangerous statement. But I'm saying, it seems to me that government has lost the police force. I know that the police force has to a large extent lost the support of several young people in this country. And government had a moral and political and constitutional obligation to join with the police force.
He believes government is not taking crime seriously.
Every death is significant. Every death must touch us. Every death must hurt us. It seems that it is not impacting on the government. And you know what is government's solution to the crises among young people? Revelry. Give them effect. These ministeria, they're calling them ministeria. They're not ministeria. They are going around this country fencing in traditional areas of recreation. My beloved Bayfield. Not St. Philip, man, but I love to watch my cricket at Bayfield. Those fences have been built to transform those places into places of entertainment.
Opposition leader and political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne. President of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society, Michael Harris Jr., challenges government's claims of a shortage of skilled workers. He says these claims are an excuse to justify importing foreign workers, which could take away opportunities for local artisans and contractors. Mr. Harris's comments come in response to Prime Minister Mia Mottley's recent statement warning of potential increases in construction costs due to a perceived lack of skilled workers.
Here's the statistics. I see this as an opportunity in order for the white shadows of this country to bring in expats from as far as Mexico, the Philippines, non-nationals in the Caribbean is getting opportunities. They're coming to this island, getting 6 months at the port of entry, getting an extension, getting a work permit, and getting a construction company at the expense of Barbadians.
He encourages young Barbadians to put down the guns and learn a trade.
The small block contractor is the subcontractor mason, the subcontractor carpenter that can move 5 or 6 people from their neighborhood and teach them on the job. Because back in the 40s, myself, I can say my dad born in the 40s and I went trade at the age of 16 in the 80s. And I had to learn everything on site. And I am saying this is the time that we should give the opportunities to these young men, ask these young men to put down the guns and take up the construction tools in this country.
President of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society, Michael Harris. Well, staff at the Easy Shop Convenience in Bel Air, St. Philip, had to receive counseling after they were left shaken by a robbery there earlier this week. Security footage showed that a driver armed with a gun got out of the vehicle, snatched a bag from an individual on the premises, and then fled while the robbery victim took cover. The owner of the establishment, Lisa Aline, said that the company's courier had several items stolen from him, including cash. Ms. Aline explained that the experience left them feeling distressed.
Some of these staff members had already encountered situations in the past, so this caused a trigger in them as well. We had to engage some counseling services to assist the courier and the staff that were on duty that day to come to grips with what has happened and how to deal with what they were feeling. And so the counseling actually arrived less than 2 hours of the crime happening, and we were very thankful for that. So they were able to give that support in a timely fashion.
And she added that the recent uptick in crime locally is very unsettling for the staff, as some are constantly on edge.
The staff are all concerned and very uneasy about the crime because they feel, you know, you have to be constantly looking over your shoulder. Some of them sometimes have to, you know, go to the bus stops and they are uncomfortable thinking, okay, what would happen now, you know, when they are going home or have to be at the bus stops and so forth. They're not sure who is who anymore. So it's a lot of uncertainty and what ifs and so forth that the staff are having in their minds.
Lisa Aline, owner of Easy Shop Convenience in Bel Air, St. Philip. Haiti's newly installed presidential council has promised security, justice, and economic recovery, while constitutional reform and credible general elections also top the agenda as the troubled Caribbean country seeks its way out of the crisis. The 9-member Presidential Council of Transition, also known by its French acronym CPT, has, under heavy security measures, taken office yesterday and vowed to establish a national conference to build a large consensus on major issues facing Haiti. A member of the CPT, Regine Abraham, who delivered a speech on behalf of the entire council, said the Presidential Council will launch 5 major projects. And the Supreme Court's conservative justices signaled support for U.S. presidents having some level of protection from criminal charges for certain acts taken in office as it tackled Donald Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for trying to undo his 2020 election loss. During about 2.5 hours of arguments in the case, most of the justices seemed unlikely to embrace Trump's most far-reaching argument that presidents have absolute immunity for official acts, an assertion that appeared to wilt under hypothetical questions involving selling nuclear secrets, taking a bribe, or ordering a coup or political assassination. But the conservative justices, who hold a 6-3 majority on the nation's top judicial body, indicated concern about presidents lacking any degree of immunity, especially for less egregious acts. In the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the national oil company dispute has been resolved. Opposition leader accuses government of losing control of the police force. Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society challenging government's claims of a shortage of skilled workers. Haiti's newly inaugurated presidential council promises security and new constitution. And U.S. Supreme Court justices in Trump case lean towards some level of immunity for presidents. I am Maurice Norville. Next edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, 8:30 this morning. The 7:30 edition on Voice of Barbados in association with Sagicor.